Hello, everyone, and welcome to Press This, the WordPress Community Podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This. As a reminder, you can follow me on Twitter at WPDavidV. You can subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or download the latest episodes at WMR.fm. In this episode, we're going to be talking about something I find very exciting, which is CI/CD in WordPress, and how it's overlooked and how we can change that. And joining me for that conversation is someone who knows this topic very well. Joining us from buddy.works, I'd like to welcome Magic Pavlovsky to Press This. Magic, welcome.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. So glad to have you here. This is a topic we've covered a few times over the years here at Press This. And of course, the wonderful world of CI/CD is always changing and everyone has unique perspectives. But I'm really looking forward to this conversation. For those listening, what Magic is going to cover is the importance of CI/CD, his thoughts on why CI/CD is often overlooked in the WordPress world, like there are lots of wild west coders out there, and of course, some approachable options for adopting CI/CD in your WordPress practice. So lots of good stuff we're going to cover here today, and I'm looking forward to jumping in. Magic, I'm going to ask you the same question I ask every guest. You probably remember it from your WordPress.org profile, but could you briefly tell me your WordPress origin story?
Because I am a WordPress PHP developer at first, the WordPress developer later, at some point of my career, I was developing my own CMS. I mean, almost every PHP developer has this phase of his life to create his own CMS. And at some point, I realized that it's really hard to maintain. You have to update everything. You have to keep everything working, and you have to do it all alone. So at some point, I realized that maybe it would be a good thing to look for something that was created by a bigger group of people, maybe something open sourced. And After some testing, I found WordPress. And since then, I'm working with WordPress, so it will be more than 10 years already.
So you were, you know, it's funny, out of all, I think I've done 230 some odd interviews like this, and I don't know if anyone has had that exact origin story, but I'm very familiar with lots of people who have, including my team in our agency days. We didn't start as a WordPress a CMS-based business. We had our own custom one and then later adopted things like WordPress and Cake and Laravel, stuff like that. But it's really interesting. What year did you discover WordPress?
Oh, it was so long ago. I think it was, I was starting my studying and now I'm over, now I have 36 years. So it was really long, long time ago. Like I said, more than 10 years for sure. So
Okay. Yeah, 2010 for me, when custom post types and fields were part of core, was like that critical moment where I viewed it as like a full functioning CMS without, you know, heavy modification.
I remember this moment too. It was really revolutionary, because before this, I had to use posts and pages and create some kind of workarounds, but custom post types literally change everything.
That's true. Just like your custom CMS, you probably had your custom post type approach. That's what we had as well. But that was a big year and a big release. WP Engine came into existence, a company I worked for right after that. A bunch of the big agencies like 10F, Web Dev Studios, but also things like WooCommerce. That was a really revolutionary time in WordPress history. Cool. Well, I got kind of a little uniqueness there in that origin story. That's pretty neat. So I talked about earlier when in the intro, I kind of mentioned to everyone listening that you're with, you know, buddy.works. Could you tell everyone there what buddy.works or what Buddy does and what you do there?
So buddy.works is a CI/CD application. So it does almost the same as GitHub Actions or GitLab Actions or all other applications that help you automate your deployments. The difference is that we have a very friendly UI. So when you try to start your adventure with CI/CD in, for example, GitHub Actions, you have to play around with this YAML file. And when you start using Buddy, You have a really nice UI. You just, it's kind of similar to Gutenberg. You just create your CI/CD pipeline from blocks. So it's very easy. And this was also the reason why I started using it many, many years ago. I wanted to automate my development flow, and I did not knew how to do it.
You did this with Buddy before you worked there?
Yes, of course.
So you're a user first. That's cool.
Yes, I was a user first. Then I was, I can say that I was, let's call it an unofficial ambassador, because wherever I worked, I always tried to convince the people working there to switch to Buddy, because it was easy to use for everyone. And it was very nice. It was very nice to hear a year ago that the guys from Buddy asked me, hey, would you like to work for us? And I was
at Buddy? Like, what's your job?
I am a WordPress ambassador, which means that I try to educate people from WordPress space about CI/CD, how to use it, how to automate their processes, what you can do thanks to those automation, because it's not only about deploying your code from your local host to a server, but there's a lot of things you can do in between. You can test your code, you can
modify something.
There are a lot of things you can do.
Yeah, we're going to give you plenty of opportunity to share that story. I'm just curious, before we jump into the particulars of CI/CD, I'm assuming Buddy has things that help WordPress CI/CD easier to adopt. Is that true? Like, is there specific WordPress stuff, or is it more generalized and it's also good for WordPress?
First of all, we have so many actions that a lot of them can be used in a very easy way together with WordPress. For example, everything related to Composer or NPM. So those are a bit general, but almost every developer in WordPress space uses them. But we are also working on some specific actions. For example, right now we are preparing an environment for WordPress unit testing. Probably we will also extend the PHP code sniffer to have WordPress standards built into our actions. So things like this, and we are always trying to grow, to add some new stuff. So if anyone would like to have a new action, it would be a great thing just to contact us, because when we have more and more voices about the need for some action, there's a bigger chance that we'll just create it. And if not, it's very easy to just do it yourself, because there is always a chance to configure any action the way you want.
So. You know, I know so many teams who created that PHP and WordPress coding standards mashup sniffer. It's so great to hear y'all working on something where people can kind of pick it up and go. All right, well, let's jump into more particulars on the CI/CD stuff, and from the super high level, because we have a fairly knowledgeable crowd here, but could you make, for those that might be not super familiar, help folks understand what CI/CD is?
Yeah, so first of all, like we know, the CD part of CI/CD has nothing to do with Compact Disk, even if the abbreviation is the same, yes. But so CI/CD stands for two things. The CI is continuous integration, and it means that every time we change something in our code, we should test it. We should run all the tests that we have. So every little change should be tested, and we should always be sure that our code is constantly working. So this is the CI part. And then we have the CD part. And this means two things, because it can mean either continuous development or continuous deployment. Continuous development means that every time that we have our built version ready to ship, but a person responsible for the release just has to press the button to push it live. And the continuous deployment means that everything is automatic. So every time someone pushes a change, it's tested and it's automatically deployed to production.
I think that's the part where, as people start to think about adopting CI/CD, they just imagine all the headaches they can avoid by having these automated checks in their workflows. And I think that's what, you know, attracts a lot of people to it. I'm curious, though, kind of your thoughts on the notion of, like, you know, using CI/CD in your workflows and the kind of why bother or what's the benefits. But I want you, I'd like to explore that after our next break, after this break.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I'm in the middle of an interview with Magic Pavlovsky of BuddyWorks around CI/CD and WordPress. Magic, right before the break, you were sharing a little bit about what CI/CD was. I thought that was a very succinct explanation. Thank you for that. So, like, obviously, CI/CD is maybe some extra work. It definitely, I guess, is extra work in terms of setting up your workflows and maybe even working with your workflows in some capacity. And I know a lot of folks in WordPress, and I guess even beyond, love, you know, cowboy or cowgirl coding. I called it Wild West coding earlier. But what do you think the benefits are of CI/CD? Like, why bother with that extra bit of work there?
For me, it was always about being sure that my small little change in one part of code won't break some part of code that I even don't know because it was done by someone else from my team, like on the other end of our script, of our application. And this is something that constantly happens, especially when we are building applications in bigger teams. We don't know the whole code. And it can really happen that our small change can break something else. And thanks to having some tests, we can be sure that it won't happen, or at least it will happen not so often as if you wouldn't have those tests. The only problem with testing is, while many developers know that we should test our code, there is always the problem mostly with managers, with company owners, and the famous saying, we don't have time to create tests, which is, of course, wrong, because every time when I hear that we don't have time to create tests, after 2 weeks, I will be probably fixing something that was missed because of the lack of tests, and we are wasting time on fixing the stuff that we could avoid just by spending an hour or two earlier. So
it's kind of like moving slow to go fast. Yeah, it takes you a little bit of extra time, but you're going to save a lot more time later, not having to fight fires and unwind things in production and things like
also, that. Also, it's much easier to plan writing tests because you have full control over you just add those 2 or 3 hours to create tests as a part of creating your product or your application, whatever, and not in the middle of doing something else and writing quick fixes on quick fixes, deploying in the middle of the night and stuff like this. Then it's always better to do something when the whole world around isn't burning, right?
Yeah, that work-life balance, the quality of work that declines during a crisis, stuff like that. Those are all good points. It also kind of reminds me of that song, you know, where it's like 99 little bugs in the code, 99 little bugs,
exactly,
down, patched around, 107 bugs in the code. But that song is so quippy and fast. But the reality is, if you don't have the tests, you don't know about the bugs in the code until somebody on the outside starts screaming about a problem. If you haven't caught it in your manual QA.
Exactly.
Stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. Without the test, this song would be that after
very
this one
long.
Bug, there is an undefined number of bugs in the code. This is the problem.
There's another kid's song that it's the song that never ends. And maybe that's the version for the un-CI/CD approach. All right, cool. Well, our song analogy is behind us. Maybe you could dig a little deeper here. What does you or your team's own CI/CD stack look like outside of Buddy? Like you talked about, I'm assuming Buddy uses their own stack within the flow, but what other tools do you feel are important, and in particular for WordPress CI/CD stacks?
Maybe for my example, because outside of Buddy, I am also working on constantly on my WP Owls newsletter. And of course, I'm using Buddy to have everything updated. And in this case, I'm using Buddy, for example, to make my website static, to convert it to static using WP to static plugin. I also use it to release one or two plugins to GitHub, because I'm a big fan of Git Updater. So there are so many ways we can use it. Like I said, not only for deploying stuff.
Earlier you provided the examples of like the PHP, I'm guessing, yes, compatibility sniffer and the WordPress code quality. Like those are things that stand out to me as like, you know, major items in a WordPress CI/CD stack. I'm just curious, like, are there any other key wins you can think of offhand?
I mean, in most cases, let's call them classics, because PHP CS is one thing, PHP unit for unit tests. I'm also a big fan of Cypress IO for end-to-end testing. So yeah, those are, oh, and of course, I also like, and this is built into Buddy, we have something called visual tests. So it just compares screen before and after deployment to see, did we break something?
There's also like WordPress unit tests, right? That the WordPress core team maintains, yes, or yes, something like that.
Yes, and I mean, in most cases, I prefer to use WP Mock by TenApp. Yes, sometimes I use those core unit tests too. And I mean,
there so sometimes are a bit, does that mean
annoying to set up, for example, on my computer on Windows. I always have problem with them.
So you say sometimes, so does that mean, on the unit test side, does that mean that you're kind of favoring writing your own unit tests? I would guess so, but I'm just curious.
In most cases, I'm using WP Mock because they don't require connection to database, and unit tests should not have a connection to database at all. And so those WordPress unit tests are a bit funny in this case. They are more of an integration test. But yeah, WP Mock lets me just concentrate on what I have to check in my plugin and not to worry about creating the whole environment for testing. So it's much easier. Sometimes I also use the other script called Brain Monkey. It's kind of similar. So overall, I prefer the non-database approach when it comes to unit testing.
That's really interesting to hear. Let me ask kind of a side question on this. You kind of mentioned how you discovered WordPress along the way. Were you always using CI/CD approaches when you made WordPress applications, or did you kind of start with like cowboy coding and get to CI/CD?
Of course, I started with cowboy coding. No, I can even say it's more like you only live once style coding, right? Yeah, with pushing everything through FTP, then wondering which file they did not upload it. Yeah. Yeah, so I started like this. Like, I mean, I think like everyone, like opening a file in Notepad, trying to fix something almost on the server, just to discover after a moment that for some reason the file didn't upload it, and then I closed the window and the file is gone. So yeah, there were many, many cases like this. But at some point, I learned that, first of all, it's much better to develop on your local host and then move to production. And because developers are lazy people, let's be honest. And out of this laziness comes a lot of interesting discoveries. So I started to learn about how to automate some processes. For example, how to connect this with Git, how to deploy it on server without having to worry about about using FileZilla or something like this. And in the end, yes, I found Buddy, and here I am, right?
there you go. Well, this is getting really into our next topic around like that adoption flow and process a little bit, but it's interesting to hear about your motivations there. I would say, I think a lot of people are lazy. And I think that efficiency is a big draw, but when you have to pay it back later with problems and your time and your energy in a crisis, that laziness comes back to bite you if you're not careful. So I think this is a very, very topical. We're going to take our last break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This. We're in the middle of talking about the importance of CI/CD in WordPress and how we can get more adoption there and more safety, I guess, as people are pushing their code live. Right before the break, Magic was talking a little bit about his history with adopting CI/CD and nuking files and burning applications down to the ground, I guess, with bad feature releases, like that kind of thing. Certainly, I've been there right with you, Magic. So let me ask you this question. Like you kind of alluded earlier that you think laziness is why, you know, maybe people don't adopt CI/CD. Do you think obviously that's a factor for some in the WordPress world. Do you think it's also related to like the technical nature of it? Like why do you think CI/CD is often overlooked in WordPress?
First of all, the first biggest problem when it comes to CI/CD is, To start your adventure with CI/CD, you first have to learn something about version control, because without the knowledge about Git, you just can't use CI/CD. And when I talk during different WordCamps with some people during all those corridor talks or virtual corridor talks, because now we are mostly talking through Zoom. I learned that there are lots and lots of developers who still aren't using any version control, just like this. I don't know why. I mean, most of them say that using Git just made everything slower for them. The whole development process became harder and things like this. And honestly, I don't understand it, but this is something interesting. And this is the first step that that not only we as Buddy, but I think any company related with CI/CD should start with in educating people why they should use version control. Because without this, they won't do the next step into automation. And when they start using Git, I think that CI/CD will become something natural, especially now when we are having more and more complicated development flows, right? Because now we not only push our files from a local machine to the server, in many cases, we have to build our CSS from SCSS, we have to compress our JavaScript, we have to compress our images, we have to sometimes, when it comes to headless approach, we have to build the whole application. So there are many things that has to happen before we push our code to production. So,
so become a bit of a zoo, huh? Yeah, all the different things you have to do. So like,
that's true. Many years ago, I just opened a notepad, wrote the code and pushed it to production. That was all. And now it's
a little bit more than that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's a really profound point about thinking about the adoption journey and stages and how version control is, you know, a critical first stage and more approachable than the totality of what you would have to master to adopt CI/CD. In our last minute here, I guess, do you have any other resources you would share with those listening who are thinking of adopting CI/CD?
I think I would recommend... First of all, I would after this person would learn, of course, about version control, because, like I said, this is the basics without which there is no chance to go further. I would just try using Buddy because just like that, because of this graphical interface, it's very easy. It's very intuitive to start, even with trial and error, but it's very easy. And I know on how I did it, and really trying and playing around with Buddy just helped me to understand the whole CI/CD concept, just like this.
Yeah, the GUI part I could see being very powerful for that.
Yes, it really helps. It really helps a lot. And when someone will understand the basics, next steps is learning about all those unit testing, about different ways to deploy code, because there are many ways we can do it. And I don't mean only by using different protocols, because we don't have to use FTP or SFTP. We can use rsync. We can, for example, log into a server and download it from Git or any other way. There are so many ways to do it. But first, just try to learn the basic and see how easy it can be. And the next part, the whole testing and thing, it will come. It will come just step by step. The worst thing that person can do, yeah.
I found like the thing you referenced earlier from 10UP with like the pre-done unit tests and being able to like riff on that is kind of a nice bridge as well. I've heard that be helpful for a lot of other folks. But this has all been super cool, really very interesting stuff. And I think, you know, I certainly know my share and maybe even sometimes myself who pushed to production in a cowboy coding or cowgirl coding way. So I'll have to dig a little deeper here on some of these points. But Manjik, it was very great. Good to have you on the show today.
Thank you, David. It was really great to share some thoughts about CI/CD. And I really hope more and more people will give it a try.
Excellent. Well, if you'd like to learn more about what Magic is up to or to check out your journey on CI/CD, you can visit buddy.works. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This has been your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.